Today's Daf is Daf Lamed Bet. Last year we ended the discussion regarding the Helem Echad, the multiple lavim. So I'll clarify that a bit more when we get to the shir, but the fact that the next Mishnah says Habaal Em Chayav Alav Mishum Em V'Umishum Eshet Av. There's someone relationship with the mother. There are two Isurim involved. So if it was Beshogig and two Isukaret, he'd have to bring two Korbanot. Okay. And the Gemara said that was needed. We'll go over the beginning of the Gemara. That's only really needed for Helam Echad. What if it's two Helamot? It says, Afilu Bisha Echat Ubaale, Bechazar Ubaale, let's add the words, Beshte Helamot, Chayva, Kol Echat Vechat. And we said that even if it's the same love and someone doesn't have multiple Helamot, Helam, we remember, it was a sort of a period of forgetfulness, if you like. There wasn't a yediyah, there wasn't a knowledge, they didn't have aveira in between. Then it'd be chayav multiple times. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon berayd Rav Hillel ben Pazi, bayi kemei Rav Hillel bar Pazi. So he asked before Rabbi Pazi. It says, Matnita, beisha achad, it's one woman, sheyesh la shemot harbeh. Aval im hayu nashim harbeh, vehelamot harbeh, do we treat that like helam echad? So to explain the question, I'm going to work through this again with the Korban Eidah. He says, which is the same situation. The individual's mother, but it's also his mother and his father's wife. Okay, that's multiple. That's when you're chayv shtayim b'shtei alamot. If maybe, and he says even b'shtei alamot, so two, if you like. Aval nashim harbe v'shem echad. What if there are multiple women with one shem, meaning one isur, one same fidn type of relationship? Even if it was but many helamot, right? Maybe ainu chayv el echad. Maybe it only chayv one, kevan shehu shem echad, because it's a one isur. Even if you know it's multiple women, maybe we say in multiple helamot, doesn't matter. Maybe you think it only chayv one. Maybe that's what the Mishnah is telling us, that it's like one korban per shem. So he says no. Amar lei lechen tzricha bel echad, meaning our Mishnah lo nitzcha mashni ela behelam echad. Our Mishnah is only referring to a case behelam echad the chayv shtei shemot. Because it's the Isur, the different Shemot that are Mechalik to multiple Chayiv Korbanot. If it's multiple Lamot, like we said, then even the same law, then sort of a question. Then even if it's multiple women, even if it's the same Isur, you'll be Chalpa multiple times. That's what the Gemara is asserting here. So in other words, the whole necessity of the Mishnah, this reinforcing what we said before, to say, oh, you're chayiv shtayim for this one relationship is behelam echad, because if it's multiple helamot, there's no question, because there's no question if it's multiple, like if it's the same isur and multiple helamot, then obviously you'd be chayiv multiple times. Okay, the chiddush of multiple times is behelam echad, because the multiple, if you like, crit the multiple different isurim a mechalek. Okay, fine. Now the Gemara says, why is this necessary? What was even the question that he had to start with? Like, shouldn't you think? In other words, what was even the question? Obviously, I'm Caleb, because Mechalkim. We know that different periods of forgetfulness are Mechalik. So, in other words, the reason is because the Palgim, who Mechad, vehi Bechamesh. What if a person had a relationship with a particular woman? Understanding of the issue was he didn't realize it was a problem until all the way to the end, after five instances, and she had remembered every single time in between. Okay, so it's what do we say then in that situation? Because one is chayiv one and one's chayiv five. Do you split it that way? But how do we work it out? So Rabbi Yochanan is machlok. Says who mevi korban achad? He brings one korban. He mevi chamisha korban. We're dealing with it differently. There's no problem to deal with them differently. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says, no, kishem she'enu mevi ela korban echad, just as he, because again, female relationship has two parties here, just as he brings one korban for their period, their the duration of what they're having relationships with each other, kach hi, so too, enu mevi korban echad. Okay, fine. That's a machloket there. Now, why does that machloket impact us here? He says, shlo tomar, don't say, shlo tomar, this place. So I'll just read it inside. No, so I'll just let I'll, we'll go through the Impala. We'll go to the Korban through this whole sugya. So it's about I'm calling a lot of children. My me by the Rebbe Shimon ben Hillel Pshita the Chayiv Shtaim Kimon Oda Mechalkin. We should deploy one Machloka Rebbe Shimon Yochanan Rebbe Shimon Lakish. Kishibu El Bela Mechad. If the man was one Helen, Veniv Ela the lady was Helen Motarbe. Then you go Machloka. How we deal with that? Im Hu Chayiv Echad Vei Chayiv Echad. I call him a Helen Helen. Or Dilma Kimon Chuvena Chayiv El Echad Afi Kamoto. That's how we explain the Machloka. So he says Shlo Tomar. Next, just jump down a bit. He says Shlo Tomar. So he says Shlo Tomar. Shekol echad in the situation. Shlo Tomar. But if it's with Nashim Harbeh, different now, not the same woman. Nashim Harbeh. Shekol echad enemy of Korban echad. You might think that we've seen it in the debate between Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish, where there has to be a symmetry in the chil between the man and the woman. Nachon? Whether she had multiple lemon and he doesn't, well, Rebbe Chana says it doesn't have symmetry. She can be bring five korban and he can bring one. Koresh Lakish says no, there has to be some sort. There is some sort of symmetry. If he's only chayiv one, she's only going to be also going to be chayiv one. So you might think when there are multiple women now, shekol echad einu mavir korban echad, each of these women only bring one. Af who maybe he too afilu even with multiple lemon, even. He knew all this. It was a Yaseh Kehelem Echad. We should treat that like one Helem. V'lo Yavin should also be in Korban Echad, so that there's a symmetry between him and a woman he had a relationship with. She brings one, he should also bring one. Lafichach, that's why, this, if you like the question, and that's why the response was no. Lafitzur Omar she'af b'chiyah gavna, even in this situation, chayiv al kol echad v'echad, meaning multiple lemot and multiple nashim. We're sort of blending the two together in the parish. Is mechalek, despite the fact when it's one woman and there's one had multiple elamot and he had only one, there was machloket whether we look at whether we need some symmetry or not. Kondrich Lakish, there has to be symmetry. Treat like one helem even for her. We're saying now with this multiple different women, different situation, and multiple helemot for the man, despite the fact the lady parties only bring one korban, he still would bring multiple because multiple helemot are mechalek. Okay, so again, the summary of the sugya once again is the necessity of the mission was only talking about Helam Echad, because that's the chiddush to say that even Malachad, if there's multiple different Isarei Kritot associated with this one relationship, you have multiple chayiv multiple times. Because why have to tell you chayiv multiple times? Because if it was multiple lemot with any relationship, you chayiv multiple times. Okay, that's in a nutshell. It's basically what we said in the shir, but we see it playing out again here. Now the Gemara says. This whole piece we saw to the end of the sh from this whole piece to the end of the shir and going into next year as well, we saw a Masechta Shabbos. Because if you remember, Masechta Shabbos talks about kritot and how mechalek, multiple chiluvim, so that's how it's all going to come to play again. So it says, Amar Abun Barachia, bar Tani Rebbe Shmalken, Lo Tanachashu V'lo Ta'onenu, and it says, Lo Yimitzah Becha Me'onen V'nachashu Mechashef. So the Issur Karuk got to do with Kishuf, okay? And but nonetheless, we start singling out Lo Tanachashu V'Lo, which is Bichlal, that Isur. Right? Not Lo Tanachashu, it's if something falls, it's an indication you should do such and such. Okay? Va'inyan Bichlal Hayu. V'yatzu min haklal. Why did it come to Yatzu min haklal? Lechalok. I'll call a klal. Klachok al klal. Klal bikarot or prap bikaret. That's to teach you that there's a punishment of karet for each and every one of these pratim that was in the klal. Okay, so in other words, even though let's look at the we're going to term I'm not going to commit on the terminology just yet, but in other words, even though you've got a general prohibition got to do with Nichush, because the Torah singled out certain subcategories of it, which it says Lo Tanachashu V'Lo Ta'onenu, all types of looking at indication to try and determine action, things like that. No, it's to teach you that karet applies to those individuals as well, despite the fact they're part of a club. Because it's come and singled it out. Okay, fine. Now the Gemara says, "Milta Rabbi Yochanan Amara Klal Upratu." We see from Rabbi Yochanan it's also a Klal Uprat, meaning it comes to single out to say you have in every single one. Why? It is talking about prohibited relationships. And then the pasuk, the prohibition of a relationship with a sister is part of that Klal. The klal, and it's singled out to teach you what? There's a lechalok ala klal, that despite the fact you're a klal of all forbidden relationships, Achoto is singled on its own to teach you every single one of these for every relationship. You'd be chayev. Each got a different shem, if you like. You're chayev for every single one. So heitiv Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar is going to ask questions. One second. You're looking at the fact that the Torah singled out one of the forbidden relationships is to teach this din. Well, the Torah singles out a lot of other relationships in the Torah as well. What do you do with all of them? Heitiv Rabbi Elazar. This is like the one current multiple, if you like. Well, actually, we'll get to that in a minute. Hey, to Rabbi Lazar, v'haktiv, v'ervat achot imcha. Well, the achot imcha, your auntie, so your mother's sister, v'achot avicha lo tegaleh. What do you do with that? Amar l'lotzorech chatzali don b'haraya. That's to teach you that the relationship is violated just with haraya. Now, hara, if you remember, is where the Ever is only the Atara, the tip of it, if you like, is entered. And that's because the Pasuk says, Ki Echro He'era. So it was singled out to teach a new law. Okay, beseder. V'haktiv v'isha she'ishkav et isha dava. Talking about a nida now. V'gila et ervata et mokra he'era v'higilta mokor dameha. This is referring to, again, another so-called forbidden relationship. So the Gemara says, Amar li l'tzorech ha'tzali don pa'araya. This is also singled out to teach you that ha'ara is also the violation is prohibited, the privilege is violated just by ha'ara, being just by the end, the with machnisa atara, if you like. And you might think, but one second, didn't you just learn that from the previous pasuk? No. You might think that the issue with the nidar is not because it's a forbidden familial relationship, it's because of tumat nidar. So therefore, you might think the achnasat haraya is only chumra by what? By forbidden relationships, but by this type of relationship is forbidden, which is like because of bishum tumah, let's call it that. Therefore, he wouldn't be chay bishum haraya only for if he's gomer. So the pum ken tzarech lomei machay v'kol lechavecha. Okay. So you need to say this pasuk as well. Ha'aktiv, one second. Ve'ish asher yishkav et odato ervato do gila. Which is another prohibition regarding an auntie. Amar leh l'tzorech yatzah lidon ba'ariri. Now, ariri, we'll discuss what ariri is in a moment, because if the different psukim here end in differently, because that one ends v'ishashkev dodador ervat dodator gilach cheto yisau arim yamutu, and the next pasuk v'akat, but you don't have this here, but it's in Shabbos. This is v'achtiv v'ishashkev yikach et eshet achiv nidahi. That there says. Ends aririm yihyu. That pasuk ends. So amar leilatzorich yatzal lidon ba'aririm. So again, two different things teach you different. Two different to aririm. One's aririm yamutu. Another one's aririm yihyu. The amar of Yodan kol atadam detema aririm yihyu. Anytime it says aririm yihyu, it's a type of aririm which vayvu kubelovla. That's they'll have no children. The kol atadam detema aririm yamutu means they'll have children. Avayamutu kovrim b'neiim. Okay, so different types of punishments associated with these violations of this world punishments. So Amr Rabbi Yossi, Dodato, he says, no. The case of Dodato is needed on its own. Now, I don't need it to Arim because that's implied, the way the Reb Chaim explains this in Shabbos, is that's implied by Karet itself. So therefore, Ma'et et Eshet Achiv Me'imo. So Eshet Achiv Me'imo, that's his brother's wife, but his brother from a common mother. That's a pshat we have here. The Korbanet changes it to talking about like an uncle's, like a father's brother's wife. But we'll continue to explain. The Reb Chaim explains it this way. But it's not that it's mutar. It's just that it doesn't have punishment karet. It's punishment balav. Okay, to lema'et there. But not only does it mama'et that, it also is mama'et dodato. We'll get to dodato in a minute. As it says, umaytama, how do we get to being mama'et eshet achiv mimo? It says, ne'emar kan dodato. Now, there's referring to an individual who sells himself off as an eved and the fam to an akum, and the family meant to go and redeem him. And there it says mir mishpachto. Importantly, Reb Chaim says it's related mishpachto. That means we're talking about the dodato me'av. Okay, so from common father. Ma dodato shenemalahalan be'achi aviv me'aviv hakatu medaber. Can also is Eshet Achi Aviv. So Eshet Achi Aviv, in other words, his father's brother's wife, But also, but it's me'aviv, to share a common father. That's what Katov medaber. So therefore, af eshet achiv lemida midodato. So to Al, where we started from, the eshet achiv is learned from dodato, meaning eshet achiv is his brother's wife. That they share a common mother, not a common father. Ma dodato shneimar lahalan, just as dodato says be eshet achi aviv me'aviv hakatuv medaber af eshet achiv. Also too, in our case, eshet achiv, the marrying one's brother's wife that the Isur Karet is associated with is when it's a brother from a common father alone, right? Shneimar kan be eshet achiv me'aviv hakatuv medaber. So to af eshet achiv shneimar kan be eshet achiv medaber. Okay, so it's like a two-step limud. Dodato regarding redeeming an Eved to Dodato in Isur Ariot and Eshet Achiv from Dodato. Okay? However, that only works, it says Ad Kadun, that would only work according to Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva holds that Lamed Ken Melamed. You can have this two-stage process when in this drashas. However, what you do with Rabbi Ishmael? So Tana Rabbi Shmuel ne'emar kan eshet achiv ne'emar lahalan ve'ish asher yikach et eshet achiv nidahi, which means here we're talking about the prohibition of eshet achiv, and it says if someone takes eshet achiv, she's considered like a nida. What does it mean a nida? Ma nida shesh lahet lachari. So just as a nida is a forever prohibition, as you know, nida comes mutar is mutar to a husband. Okay, so to af eshet achiv, so too we learn that the prohibition of eshet achiv has to be one that has a heter. Eshet achiv must be me'aviv. Why? Because you have yesh la heter lachar isuro. Because eshet achiv, one's brother's wife from a common father, is mutar to him when? In the context of Yibum. Okay, but one's brother's wife from a common mother, Yibum doesn't apply. So therefore, if we're saying the prohibition, the Isur Karet is associated with especially Eshet Achiv, which is like a Nida, that's only Eshet Achiv from a common father and not Eshet Achiv from a common mother. That's how we would learn it more directly without the necessity of this two-step drash limud. Okay, now the Gemara says, Yatzeh. Now the Gemara says, now Ruchaim changes from Shabbos, Vaha Rebbe Lazar Makshi Minateitilei. So we've seen up above. Rabbi Yochanan says, oh, Rabbi Yochanan Makalul Prat, that if you've got multiple love him, they're Machalek. Okay, so if you remember, where did he learn this from? He learned this from Achoto, that's Yatzah min HaKlal. And who was asking the kashas the whole time? She was asking the kashas the whole time, was Rebbe Elazar. He says, but one second, if it's that, what do you do with this, like the fact that the Torah mentioned this particular relationship and that particular relationship? He was constantly bringing kashas, trying to tear him down. Now, if that's the case, that means he's not happy with the drash from Achoto. So again, going to Rabbi Ishmael, to Rebbe Elazar, so where does he learn the concept of loving mechalkin? So it says, "B'shem Rabbi Elazar, shnei loving v'karet echad, loving chokin et hakaret." The way he learns this from the loving mechalkin is if he learns it from, if you remember, it says, "My time." Where does he learn it from? He says, "Because it's abasar adam lo yisach, umatkuntol lo tasa komohu." Okay, this is referring to the shemen hamishcha. You know, to make it on rub on your skin. And it says, "Ish asher yikach komohu v'yishetem mimeno ala alzar v'nicharat me'amav." That if he does these things, he makes it and he puts on his skin, and it mentions only one karet, but yet there are multiple lavim. And we see in the beginning of Masechta Kritot, it mentions the 36 chayve karet. The whole point of that is to teach us, the Gemara says, why are you giving us a number? That if you do multiple behelim achad, then you'd chayve multiple different korbanot, or multiple things that are applied to it. Therefore, you see, and what's mentioned in those two? Someone who's takes shem yecha, rubs on their skin, and someone who makes it. So you see these two lavim are listed in that count, distinct, and therefore that's a ra'ayah that Chazal understood that despite the fact it's one karet, because there are multiple lavim, multiple negative prohibitions, it's mechalek to chayev on each and every one. Okay? Now, I'm being very careful here because in the beginning of our shiur, we had, if you like, one isur and multiple sort of kritot associated, the multiple lavim. Here it's the other way around. Here it's one karet and multiple lavim. We're going to get back to the beginning of the shiur in a moment. That's why I was like, oh, I didn't explain it fully in the beginning for that reason. Just I'll bring the distinction now. So you see quite clearly, therefore, that there's a proof that from the beginning of the second creator that the fact that there's one karat of malta lavin and the fact that it lists them in that Mishnah as malta as distinctly is a chayv karat each one, the lavin machalkin. Yafeh. And the Gemara says, it says, v'harei kan shnei lavin karat echad, so lavin chalkin et karat. So the Gemara says, my avad le'Rabbi Yochanan, what did he do with this? It says, no, be'anashim ha'katu medaber, u'bata achoto le'lamed al kol anashim. Now, what this means is that really, Rabbi Yochanan agrees with that drash from Shemana Mishra, that you can learn from there that lavim mechalkin. So therefore, what was the necessity for to learn ma'achoto? If you remember the way he began this whole flow just towards the end of the previous Amud, he says, oh, we see Rabbi Yochanan, his kol, probably learn from the fact that the achoto is singled out. Lechalek. Now the question is, why does he even need that? Because it says, ba'anashim ha'katuber o ba'atachto lelemera kol anashim, which means that the lavim in the Torah, if you like, are mentioned in the masculine, and this is coming to teach you on the nashim as well, meaning ba'anashim ha'katuber medaber talks about a man in a lad relationship, and this ba'achoto is trying to teach you on the nashim as well. The Gemara says, v'leit le'Rabbi Yochanan, le'leit le'Rabbi Eliezer ken. Where does Rabbi Eliezer learn the fact that with Nashim Achayiv, Nashim are not Chayiv? He says, no, it lay Lo Tikravu. That the fact that Torah uses a plural term of Lo Tikravu, like Galot Erva, is Merabe also Nashim as well. However, it said, therefore, Achad Ish v'Achad Isha. The Gemara says, well, Ma Avid Le Rabbi Yochanan, what Rabbi Yochanan do with the fact that Lo Tikravu? It says, Pata Le Ve'inu Mechaver. Meaning you'd also learn from there, but it's not clear. What does it mean, not clear? I mean, it's not clear when you say Lo Tigravu Legalot Erva whether it's just a single lavi, including all the women in terms of the women in this relationship, or it's also the Chayva Kol Echad like Varim as well. So therefore, you needed Achotor to say not only they included with all these Isurim, obviously they're party to the forbidden relationship, but they're also the punishable with it. Not only are they included Lo Tigravu, but also it's Mechalik Mechayva on every single one as well. Okay. Now the Gemara says, "Ba'od min hada." Learn from the following, meaning the klal bekaret uprat bekaret. This is going back to what we were saying before. This meaning the way we started this whole exercise or this sugya was that we said, this is back to Rabbi Shmuel. Tari Rabbi Shmuel lo nechashu v'lo to'anenu, and we say, "Nikush ve'inu bichlal v'yatzu min haklal lechalok ala klal," meaning klal bekaret uprat bekaret. Which we said before, the fact that if you've got a klal, if you're bekaret and pratim bekaret, it comes to say it applies karet to each and every one of those pratim separately. Okay, this is a little bit different to what we said before in terms of loving mechalkin. This is talking about with the karet on every single prat. Okay, so the Gemara now is saying as follows: Von Rabbi Shmuel, that by Kamei Rabbi Elazar, the Atzu Shlamim, that. We find this is referring to the prohibition of eating a korban betumah, and it's referred to, and we see that by the korban shlamim it's mentioned. This is v'yachalkul al kol hakodshim betumah. This is trying to teach that if someone had multiple different korbanot in a state of tumah, they'd be chayav every single one. So once again, this is a klal, and we've got a klal saying only the korban betumah, and it mentioned by shlamim as a prat. That's lachalek. It's trying to teach you if you like the chayav on every single one of the pratim, which is like what we said before. So Amar Leilat, sorry, that's what you're talking about. It was needed to be singled out. Lema'et kodshe berek habayit she'ein chayvim ala mishmi kol davadoter notam v'tamir. This is to it was needed to be singled out that say that the prohibition of say eating a betuma it only applies to kodshe mizbeach and not kodshe berek habayit. Kodshe berek habayit is something that's hektish because it's given over the temple treasury, but not that it's a korban. You know what? We're going a little bit too far into this next stop. You know, we'll stop here. Mitzvah, we'll pick it up. We'll pick up from next time. Otherwise, we're going to get a bit too far. Okay, we'll pick it up from here. So, all right, go to.